Hello?
Hi, Don. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. I almost didn't answer. You come up on spam.
Oh, you know, we use a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and oftentimes it matches the area codes that we're calling. I never know what it's going to show on the caller ID.
I hear you, Tina.
Yeah,
I'm
glad you answered.
Okay.
But
now, it was kind of funny because Ivan, I had an appointment around at 3 for him to call, and it was like 3:07, and that phone number came up, and I was like, okay, there it is. But it was Honey that was calling me.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's strange, Honey, because I'm getting a phone call from this exact same number. And she says, well, that's probably Ivan. Okay, so hang up and answer the phone. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
And right when I was getting ready to, you know, switch callers, she hung up.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. You've been through the ringer today. Everybody called at once, huh?
Yeah. I'm, Tina, like I was telling Honey, I'm frustrated here a little bit, and I apologize if I'm short, okay?
Because
I spoke with Doug yesterday, and then Andy, okay, and I was liking what I was hearing, okay, so I ended up giving him my credit card number to which generated all these calls from you guys today, all right, but Andy was telling me, hey, okay, I need you to get a hold of your provider that you're using right now, who wrote your, you know, designed your web page, blah, 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 all that stuff. And you need to, disconnect from them and have an open blank domain page, all that, you know. And I can't. I am bound with them in a contract.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, over 5 months into their services.
Okay.
And I still have to pay monthly on their services till March of 2026.
I see.
I can't use you, your guys, Splash Local. I can't use you until I get out of this contract.
Okay. So, one thing that I do want to explain to you is that you don't have to use one of our websites. Andy was probably offering to put a site in there for you free of charge. But for clients that already have an existing website, what we do is we attach that to the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page of the search results, so that now that site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Right? Because if not, it becomes a beautiful billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you from it if they can't find it, you know? So there's nothing wrong. I could tell the technicians that you want to, you know, promote your existing site, and then we would just put that on all of the destinations, you know, that we're promoting for you online. Does that sound like a good solution for you? Or
she, I was talking to
Honey
No, not Honey.
The other company.
The other company.
Okay.
And they're like, Don, you're already listed on everything. And then there's a handful of other sites, you know, stuff that I never heard of. And you're on these ones, too. And if you want to go on Alexa, all I have to do is put you there. She says, you're already on them sites. But if there's any search engines that they can provide for you that I don't have, just tell me what they are and I can make it happen. But you're already in them. You're doubling up on a service you already have.
So I want to explain something to you. I'm looking at, a little index on your company right now. You're on Google, you're on Yelp, you're on the BBB, you're on Facebook, MapQuest, Nextdoor. There is a ton of different directories that you're submitted to, But that in and of itself is never going to bring you a new client, because if you're not on the first page of the search results, right, then nobody's going to search through all of those back pages trying to find you, okay? And that's a big problem. You know, 87% of consumers, when they do a search, they'll hire off the first page, but yet less than 1% will click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search and they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
what we do is, you know, we're not going to start creating duplicate listings of everything that you have, because that would hurt your rankings. So what we would do is we would just go into your Google Business page as a manager, optimize it to show on the first page, but the ownership of the page still belongs to you, okay? So nothing of that nature changes, but that way we program the page that you already have to show on the first page. There is an inconsistency on your Google listing, by the way, because it has a different address listed. You gave Andy 900 Melissa Way, but on that one, it's an Amsterdam Road address. Is that an old address or something, or...
Nope. Never lived in Amsterdam.
Okay. So it says 2423-2557 Amsterdam Road, Belgrade, Montana, 59714. But then it has your phone number attached to it, and it says Crowley's Pest Control Service in Gallatin County, Montana. I know. Weird, huh? So you have no idea where that address came from?
No.
That is super weird. Let me check on the Facebook if it has an address. It might not. No, on the Facebook, it just says Belgrade, Montana. It doesn't say the address, so that's good. So that's something.
No,
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want the actual address. This is really a mobile service, okay? It's not a storefront.
Exactly. I've never seen this before. I mean, which makes me think that maybe they're a Mickey Mouse company that doesn't know what they're doing, because what Google does for a mobile business that goes out in the field, like a service-oriented business, is they'll always hide the address. So the fact that this address is published, but it's not even a valid address that you're aware of, that's, you know, a big problem, because one of the first things that will hurt your rankings is to have inconsistent data. So if you have this old, you know, Amsterdam address, which nobody knows where it came from, and then you have the Melissa Way, even though it's hidden, that's the address that's registered to the business, right? Then that's going to be inconsistent data with Google, and it will hurt your rankings. So I also see a 101 6th Street address on the MapQuest. So there's different addresses being promoted for your business all over the place, and that's something that, you know, as a part of our service, we go in and we clean up for you as well. That way everything's consistent and you get better results on page one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shocked that you're 5 months in with the other company, because the Google listing is like a big blank page. It says Crowley's, but there's no information as to your services. There's just a picture of like a road with, you know, a bunch of dead grass next to it and some trees. And then there's no reviews on it. It doesn't even, you know, I mean, normally the first thing we do when we get a Google listing verified is we send a review generator email. We help you get a 5-star rating on the page, you know, as soon as possible. Because the sooner you get a 5-star rating on the page, the better results you're going to get, right? Because that will help you with conversion. So, you know, what I would recommend, you know, especially since you already paid, is maybe, you know, take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for. Get your business on the first page. Get your phone ringing with some new clients. And that way you have the opportunity to see, you know, the magnitude of what this will do with your business. You know, and let's see, you signed up yesterday, so June 5th. You're paid in full until June 5th, so you're still on a month-to-month subscription, meaning that if come June 5th, you still decide that you want to cancel, no problem. You can call us and do so, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you'll get, you know, more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And that would clean up all those false listings.
Exactly. We'd go in there and clean them all up and make sure that everything's consistent with your data, because, you know, we don't want to put out inconsistent data out there, because, again, that'll hurt you.
Okay. And come June 5th, if I cancel, do you put all that garbage back on there then?
No, that would take too much time. You know what I mean? So what we would do is we would just remove ourselves as a manager from those listings, but they still belong to your company. So all that inconsistency would be cleaned up. And that's what I always tell people, is that that's the worst case scenario, is if you were to cancel, at the end of the day, you're going to have a stronger, more consistent internet presence than you have right now. Right? Because at that point, you'll be fully optimized with the correct information on Google. I'm confident that you'll have probably a handful of five-star ratings on it and some applicable pictures, because right now it's just that picture of a road with the dead grass and the trees, right? So you'll have some applicable pictures on there, you know, promoting your service. You know, you'll be on the popular directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. So, you know, obviously, if you cancel come June 5th, we're not going to be actively promoting you on the first page. But, again, you're going to have a stronger internet presence than you have right now.
So, you know, every day I get phone calls from different providers, okay?
Okay.
Like Google, you need to get verified and stuff like that. What are they verifying?
Those are usually scam companies. They'll call you and say, your Google listing is not up to date. You need to get it verified. And at the end of it, they want to charge you X amount of dollars. And the reason they're scam companies is, number one, you already have a Google listing, right? So they should know that your Google listing is verified. So that's number one. But secondly, if you give those people money, you know, sometimes they start charging you unbeknownst. You know, I had someone once that they said, you know, they got a call where it said, your Google listing isn't up to date. We need $5. So they thought that they were associated with us, so they paid them the $5. But guess what happened? Now that scam company had their credit card and they were charging them all kinds of crazy things. So, you can rest assured when you work with our company, because we're a premier partner to Google, that everything is paid in full within your monthly service. So no one's going to call you and even ask you to spend an extra dollar, as you know, for your Google listing. So if you get any of those scam calls, what I always recommend is, you know, Andy had you put on a security question and answer on file, which is the city you were born in, and the answer was Wood Driver, okay? So any legitimate...
Wood River.
Oh, Wood River. I'm sorry. I said Wood Driver because my contact's fuzzy, and it looks like when it's together that it's Wood Driver. So let me put a space in between there, because he didn't. He put... Let me put the space. Wood River. Okay. So now... Okay, there we go. I fixed it. So Wood River. So anybody that's legitimately with Local Splash, they'll have that answer and the question. So what I would say is that when those scam companies call you, tell them, look, I'm working with Local Splash. You have to call them. I know that they're a scam company, so they're not going to call us, but it's a way for you to kind of politely defer that, you know, those calls away from yourself. And if they insist and try to imply that they need more money because they're affiliated with us, then just politely ask them, okay, well, can you confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't confirm it, then politely hang up the phone, because they're not associated with us. Make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I prepaid for this month, so we'll just keep your service for now. I want to go full on board with you guys, but I'm stuck. All right, I'm stuck with this other company
mm-hmm.
until March of next year.
Okay. So let me ask you.
This is the thing, Tina. I don't want to sit there with your fee of $249 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the other fee that I'm paying, you know, that's almost $600 a month.
So always beware of those other companies that will put you into those annual contracts. You're kind of learning the hard way, and my heart goes out to you because I hear this all the time. I've been doing this for nearly 13 years, or actually almost 14. It'll be in July, is that those companies that put you in an annual contract, they do it so that when you're 5 months in, like you are, and you're not getting many results, you're kind of stuck with them. You know what I mean? So what I would do if I were you is maybe have review what it is that you agreed to when you signed up. If there's terms and conditions or if there's anything like that, review it. And then if there's anything in there that says, you know, oh, we're going to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, and you found out that they didn't do it, then you have every right to rescind on it and call your bank and say, look, I want to stop this payment because they fraudulently told me they were going to do, you know, this or that, and they haven't. One of them that I would think is a cause for cancellation is the fact that they haven't done anything updated to your Google business profile. Like, why would they not put applicable pictures promoting pest control on there, right? Why would they not have the correct address on there? Why would they not already, you've been working with them for 5 months, have a ton of 5-star reviews on there for you, you know? So right now, it's just like a big blank page that's not doing anything for your business. And so I would definitely look into that and see, you know, what they say. And then worst case scenario, if they threaten, you know, oh, if you stop paying us, then we're going to take your site down, then no problem. Local Splash can build a new site for you. And Andy already put that in the notes that if you ever needed it down the road, it would be free of charge, meaning it's included. So typically they charge $400 extra to put the sites together. But if you ever got that, notification that they were going to take your site down, then no problem. We can build a new site for you. And we could even, you know, populate it like they have where, you know, you're having reviews showing on your site, but not from Google, from other sources, you know. And then also we could, you know, have the reviews populating on your site when they're a 5-star rating. And then we could do like a PayPal link or a credit card link if people wanted to put a deposit or pay you through the site. We could do that. So there's different things that we could put on the site for you if, you know, you came to the point where you needed it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we would just, you know, obviously promote the site that you have.
Well, we're going to have to just promote the site that I got.
Okay.
I'm stuck there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they're going to take it down unless, like you said, you look into the agreement with them and you find out that something's inconsistent and you end up canceling it. Then you might, you know, need a new site. But for now, there's nothing wrong with their site. You know, you can promote that. And now the good news is it'll be in the position to get you clients. So all I have to do then is just reschedule the call with Ivan because I see that you missed that because of, you know, Honey was calling and then it was a cancellation request, so they sent it to me. So let me ask him if he's still available. If he's not, I'll just reschedule something. So 1 second.
Yeah, he left a message saying he was going to call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, but we're way exceeded that, so...
Yeah, it could be that he didn't call back in 5 or 10 minutes because he saw that it became a cancellation request, and then that's my department, so maybe he thought he would hold off so until I talk to you. So I'm going to put here. I'm going to ask him. Okay, so I'm asking him if he can still take the call. If not, just in case he jumped on another call, Let me look at my calendar and see what's open here. We're at the end of our day two, so it's probably going to be tomorrow, I'm thinking. Are you on Mountain Time? Is it 3:49 there right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. We're triply booked at 4 o'clock, but let me see if they can squeeze you in at 4. Sometimes the manager of that department will say, yes, we can, you know, we can accommodate. Sometimes they say that they can't. So I'll just ask him and see what he says here. And if not, we'll just do it tomorrow. I'd like to do it now since you're, you know, on the phone and you, you know, have time to do it now. So let's see. At Caesar's, the manager over there, I'll put, can we do a 4 o'clock client interview? So I'm going to put it was supposed to be for 3. Okay, so let me wait and hear back from him. In the meantime, Andy got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, and I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature because that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So I don't know if you looked at the pricing on our website, but the package that you got, it sells for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. So what Andy did is he put you into the corporate pricing, and he said, oh, good. He said, I can do it. Okay, so I will put in the calendar for 3 o'clock. I'll put, thank you. Okay. So he gave you that special pricing that's not available to the general public. So if you could go into your emails from yesterday, and there was one that was sent that says local splash, your initial invoice. It's the first one that we sent you. If you open that one up, it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. So if you click on that link, it'll take you to local splash terms of experience. All you have to do is there's 3 boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The other one says it's a recurring charge. The third one says that you receive text messages. So once you select all of those boxes and plug your name in, hit confirm signature. And if it goes through, it'll take you to a page that says it'll be asking you for your username and password. You don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email that was sent yesterday. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
I clicked on it. I see an invoice. I'm not seeing any of these 3 boxes that you're telling me about.
Okay, so you clicked on the email that says your initial invoice before. If you go up a little bit, you'll see a blue link where it says click here to accept your subscription term. Okay, That most people miss it. I don't know why they don't put the link like separate because it looks like it's just part of the text, you know. But once you click on it, are you seeing those boxes that I'm referring to now?
There they are. There they are.
There they are. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you would just put in your name exactly how it is on the billing, which is Don Bartram or Bartram. Did I say that right? Bartram? You don't have to put a middle name or initial or anything like that. Just have it match the way that we have. And then, again, if you see that prompt for a username and password, that's a good sign. That means that it went through on your end.
Well, there's a lot of literature here.
Yeah. The main thing is if you go to the bottom where the pricing is, you can see that you're grandfathered in once you accept that in the $249 pricing, including the Google and the Bing and the Facebook ads and the whole nine yards. So that's the main thing, is to get the pricing locked in, because, you know, I've had people before that, you know, they missed, you know, acknowledging that with their e-signature. And then when we increase our prices, then their prices increase too. And by then they were getting so much work off of this, you know, they wanted to keep it. So I always tell people, just acknowledge that as soon as you can, and that will grandfather you into the rate and ensure that it never goes up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and again, you can see on there that there's no trickery involved in that or anything. It still says on there it's a month-to-month subscription. You can cancel at any time. In order to prevent the next month's charge, this call is within 3 business days of your billing, which in your case is the 5th.
I'm trying to do the signature.
Is working with another company who built his site. I'm putting some notes in here for the technicians so they know that we're going to be promoting your site, his site. Okay. So you said you're trying to put it in. Is it not going through, or is it bumping you out, or what's going
on? I believe it went through.
Let me see if it gave you that prompt or not. Let me go to that page now that I'm done with my note. No, it didn't go through yet. So what's happening? Did you select all 3 boxes?
Yeah,
where it should turn to like a blue check mark, right? If you click on it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you put in your name?
Yes.
Is there anything different on the name? Like, did Andy have it spelled right? B-A-R-T-R-A-M?
Yeah.
And then
it was a prompt. All I had to do was just touch it, and it went all right in, right off my phone. And then I touched a little confirmation tab there right under it. And then it took me to this other page.
And what's the other page say?
Hang on. There's a lot of literature here. Let me. Relevant Ads, Inc., DBA, Local Splash, Terms and Conditions.
Okay. If you scroll all the way down, does it show that it was, because normally it'll say accepted by Don Bartram, and it'll have like a timestamp on, you know, May 6th at, you know, 3:57 p.m. Like, does it have anything like that, like a timestamp? Or, because if not that means.
Not on this new page it sent to me.
Not on the new page. Okay. So what I'll do, because I don't want to go into the 4 o'clock hour and then delay your client interview, so I'll just put a note in here that you had trouble accepting that, and, you know, they'll make sure that they can get you through it. Are you doing it from your smartphone or from your regular computer?
No, from a smartphone.
A smartphone. Okay. So I would say maybe if you go into that email again that says your initial invoice and click on the link again, just kind of go back through the steps, rather than having it auto-fill for you, try to actually type your name in. And, you know, so meaning it's auto-filled, so you just go in there and back your name out and then type it in and hit confirm signature. Sometimes that works. But, again, I'll put a note for the technician to kind of, you know, help you with the e-signature just in case, so that we don't run in. Because normally when I book out a client interview, I'm booking from 4 to 5 o'clock Mountain Time. But I do want to have the line clear just in case they're ready to call you right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So, okay, well, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything down the road, just feel free to call me. And if not, stand by. Someone will be calling you shortly, okay?
All right, Tina.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too, Don.
Thank you. You too. Bye,
Tina. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.